What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn, they ain't ready.
All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. Man, I don't know what episode this is.
It's
episode whatever. As usual, I am J.Dot Flan. I have across from me my brother, Rich Nerd.
Rich Nerd.
And today, via the internet and the technology of the web, we got my homie from back home. We got K in the building. I got to give him the special introduction, though. Because I've known this dude for a while now, and really one of the most like inspirational people I know. Like, just a person that always has a positive outlook on things. I'm probably not around when shit gets bad, but every time I've been around him, you know, just
you miss those moments.
Every time I've been around him, it's been, you know, nothing but positivity. Stand up guy, great father, you know, good friend, supporter of the show. I knew him when we was both trying to be rappers. I'm not going to say trying. We were rappers. We was official. It didn't last long for me, though. But, yeah, it's definitely a brother, a cousin, whatever you want to call it. My man, K, how's it going, man?
Appreciate it. What it do?
Not much. All right. So, I don't know. K listens to the show, so he knows how things go. We're going to do some business first. We're going to knock out these shout-outs. So, as usual, ttcharities.org. You know, people, please, you know, check out the website. Support in any way you can. Donate time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever it is they need. If it's nothing more than a retweet or repost, every little bit helps. I know they just had a successful suit drive, and I'm pretty sure there's a program going on right now that I still can't remember. I gotta start going to the website like I tell people to do.
Is it bad that every time we do this one, I always want to be like, Brother TT, go holler at Brother TT, TT Charities.
No, there's only one TT. Tessa Thompson.
Oh, woosah, here we go.
One time for Tessa. All right. But yeah, ttcharities.org, please go check it out. Support my brother and, you know, let's be our brother's keeper. See what we can do to take care of one another. ttcharities.org. And we got Rena's Cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie, but with the texture of a cake. And it's pretty delicious. They come in.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah, that's not all she bakes. But she specializes in cakeys. Like I said, she did the birthday cake for my daughter's first birthday. It was, what was it, man? It was Elmo and Abby. I should know these things. I'm slack.
She did make a awesome blueberry pie, handmade, homemade. When we went to a bar,
blueberry pie.
Man, you wasn't at the house party. We went to that house party. They had a little barbecue. They had some blueberry pie, and then the that s'mores going away cake.
The Appalachian Trail.
Yeah,
cake.
Yeah, the Appalachian Trail cake.
Hey, she does some amazing things. Yeah. So yeah, check out Rena's Cakeys. That's R-I-N-A-S Cakeys. I'm not spelling it. .com. Rena's Cakeys. .com. Then we got the What's the Issue blog.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Janae. She just started her her new blog called the What's the Issue blog. And basically she started the blog trying to increase communications and tackle the issues plaguing not just persons of color, but all walks of life and our communities as a whole. And bonus is written from the millennial POV.
Your favorite people?
So, yeah, my favorite people. Nah, so it should be a good read. Nah, I'm gonna stop ragging on millennials so much. It's not that I hate millennials. It's just that it's an easy target. You know, it's an easy target. But yeah, definitely. So you know, her being a millennial and being so outspoken and in the listening to her narrative. It's good. It feels good. It's empowering, and I'm anxious to see what she has on the horizon. So that's going to be whattheissueweb.wordpress.com. So check that out. Right. And our favorite from our boy Alex. celebrity hair corp. I'm say it like you. I'm gonna say it like
you. Do it right. You gotta do it right.
So, this is Celebrity Hair Corp. Ladies, enhance your own natural beauty with Celebrity Hair Corp. Human hair extensions, and let us make you look like the star you are.
That you are.
Claim to fame, pay no tax, and free express shipping on all orders. So that's gonna be CelebrityHairCorp.com.
Get your bundles.
Bundles. Racks on racks of bundles.
And then, as always, TWS Multimedia, our parent company, doing big things. I think we need to stop pretending like it's not us. Like, it's my company. We own the company. All right. We selling shirts. I want you to buy a shirt. And we got other things coming. I'm working on a script, trying to get some movies. If you're a content developer, I want to talk to you. Let's see what we can do.
We also got some more shows coming out, so stay tuned. What is TWS.com? What is TWS.com/goods? Holla at us.
All right. So we're done with that. I apologize for the wait there, Kate. We got to pay the bills first. Not that anybody's paying us. We're just hoping if we continue to do this stuff, eventually somebody will pay us to do it.
No, you said it right. You're paying the bills.
All right. So, man. Sorry, I'm all vaping in the mic. But for this week, what's been bothering me, and Rich says this is not a white people word, but I feel like it's a white people word that I learned. So I'm at work. I'm in the break room or whatever. I'm getting my yogurt, my rhubarb yogurt from out the refrigerator. And a lady comes in, and she says, I like your gingham. And I immediately went into, like, straight, like, nigga mode. Like, fuck you say to me? You like my what? And I turned around. You like
your shirt?
I turned around, and she was like, I like you. She said it again. She said it, like, with a smile on her face. And now I'm like, okay, I must not know what she's talking about. And then she started talking about, there's this restaurant, and they the waiters there, they wear a red one with the same, you know, sort of gingham pattern like yours. So then I figured, oh, she's talking about my shirt. I got you. It's gingham. So I didn't know what gingham was. And I apologize to that lady at my job if I came across the wrong way. She called me off guard. I didn't know what gingham was.
Your gingham is showing.
You learn something. You learn something. Now I know, and no one is half the battle. So if you ain't know, and Rich had to hit me to it. He gave me the whole history lesson. And gingham is a house of plaid or something.
It's one of my favorite plaids, too. Like, I like that gingham pattern. I'm in the market right now for a suit for a wedding, and the last three I looked at had that same gingham pattern. One was a nice gray with a thin navy stripe, but in the gingham design. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, but it's one of my favorites. So you just saying you had a nice shirt, bro.
I don't know. Is it me, Katie? Did you know what gingham was? Am I just
no? I mean, after the description given, it sounds over 35-ish and belongs in a country club.
Yeah, it definitely feels over 35.
It's definitely old world, but it's nice. If you see it, you would know it, and you definitely like it, Kay.
I'm wearing it. Okay.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Yeah, I just word to white people, don't come out with I like your gingham like that. That could go left for you real quick. I'm just saying. All right, that's my rant, Rich. I'm done.
Damn. See, now I'm thinking because I do stuff like that. Like when Elise had on her plaid dress, with the black, the navy, and the green multi plaid that she took pictures in.
Rich. I barely pay attention to what I put on.
So I was like, oh, look at Elise in her little tartan outfit. And Tammy was like, what? And I was like, because she went tartan plaid. It's a tartan plaid.
What'd you call my daughter?
So is it safe to say that you're a fashionista of plaid?
I mean, I like plaid. I'm just into fashion, into designs, stuff like that.
Naughty toddies, all that good stuff.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with a naughty toddy. Ain't nothing but some cold brew with a shot of vanilla. See, hating on the naughty toddies.
Yeah, you say Rich.
See how they treat me?
As long as we're not talking rompers.
See, I draw the line. Can't do a romper. Can't do it. I can't even erase that from my retinas. I don't even shit like that makes you not want to scroll through your Facebook feed because dumb shit just pop up. You're supposed to make a post that says warning, something wicked this way comes. And then wait 5 minutes and then post the other crap. So that way you have a warning and you instantly know I should block you right now because you about to post some dumb shit.
Man, that, speaking of your Facebook feed, like I got to do some serious editing of mine because I started following that. This gonna get me in trouble, but I don't care. I started following that Yoga Booties Facebook
feed. There's a Yoga Booties Facebook page?
And so, yeah, every once in a while I'll be at work, like, just scrolling through my Facebook, not looking for a Yoga Booty. You know, I'm just scrolling and it just pop up.
But that's what she said.
So I got to get one of those little mirrors you can put on the top of your monitor. Mm-hmm. So I can, well, ain't nobody sitting over where I sit now, so sometimes I do dwell.
Yeah, put one of those, whatchamacallit, those privacy screens.
Privacy screens, hide that Yoga Booty.
Hate those privacy. put up a sign. Listen, anything I'm looking at is NSFW. You don't want to walk this way. Don't walk this way.
Stop staring at my screen. Get out of my business.
Maybe they like Yoga Booty too. Ever think of that?
Now, I wonder what would happen if Yoga Booty was up and then somebody walked up behind me talking about they like my gingham.
You'd have jumped to the completely wrong conclusion.
Yeah, completely. That's what I'm saying. White people, be careful with that stuff.
It's like the other one. People in science class first found out what epidermis meant. Everybody's walking around talking about your epidermis is showing.
Only in your school, right?
Maybe it was just me in biology class.
I don't know. I think that might have been something that happened to millennials. So.
What you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
All right, I got you, Flan.
But yeah, you got a rant this week, Rich Nerd.
You know what? I got a few, but it seems like a few people at my place of employ may be listening to this podcast. So I ain't going to talk about you today, but I'm going to get you next time around. But I'll talk to you about it later. Some dumb shit happened at work today.
Okay.
But it is what it is. Don't really have a rant because right now nothing's really pissing me off. So I'm going to mull it over, but I'm going to let Kay go ahead. Because his is actually a good one, and we spoke about this the other day briefly. And it was pretty much bothering me too, and I couldn't figure out, like, why. Like, why... Why? Like, what the fuck?
All right, yeah, so let's let Kate get into it. What's bothering you this week, man?
The nooses are becoming a nuisance. Plain and simple. To take some words from you guys, I'm just ready to exhibit my ultimate pettiness. Like, I'm ready to take some dental floss and wrap it as a noose and string it around a cracker and hang it at the local Denny's. I'm just tired. I mean, at this point, we have not only found them at the museum, we found them at a construction site. They found two at the construction site. The gentleman that found them, he has quit his job, and it's just a mess. And from there, we've also found one at Crofton Middle School out towards Bowie. So it's just evident that these idiots can tie a knot.
Man,
we laugh, not making light of it, but in all seriousness, like, it's 45 has empowered these people and just emboldened them to no end that they feel like this is okay, like they can do this. And to your point, now if we reach into our bag of ultimate pettiness and I start tying crackers on dental floss, hanging out all over the place on nooses, you know, they'll start screaming, you know, racism and vilifying us. But look what they're doing. And it's not that people aren't mad about it, but not enough people are upset about it.
You know, honestly, I think the vibe here is we're unfazed by it because we've always known we've lived with it. You know, it's just now making its or rearing its head, so to say, or as my mom would say. But as my mom would say again, everything you do in the dark is eventually going to come to light. It's just now we're under an administration where people feel more comfortable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but to take a play from your book, Rich, I'd rather know the devil that I'm dealing with than to not know the devil I don't. You know,
yeah, just show it to me. Don't keep it under wraps. I want to know exactly what the fuck I'm dealing with. So that way I know how to act accordingly. You know, don't hide and be fake. You know, let it run.
I mean, that's the plus side to our president is the grass is cut. You know, snakes are shown. Like, we know who everybody is, and everybody's is bold enough to say it and do it. I mean, in these cases, this is a little, like, if you're going to do the news, show up with the news. Like, be there with the news. Don't, like, plan it somewhere.
You know. I'm just saying, like, we in 2017. You can do better. The news is outdated now.
I like the, what was it, Cat Williams that was like, you know, like, if you getting ready to shoot somebody, you don't go, like, watch, I'm going to put 5 bullets on their corner tonight. It's going to scare the shit out of them. Like, well, you know, what is putting a noose somewhere? Like you said, we passed that. It's a little outdated. It's a little cliche. Like, if you that bold, if you that, you know, if you feel that strongly about however you feel, you know, be up front with it. Be out there with it. Don't hide a noose. Like, yeah, that's, I don't think I could go through the struggle of, to me, tying a noose does not seem like a real just easy thing to do. All right, maybe I'm just...
You putting a lot of effort
that's
in.
That's a lot of effort into something I'm just going to leave and, like, not even take credit for. That surpasses my pettiness. If I'm going to be petty, I want you to know it was me that was petty.
Exactly.
And then if you're going to do it, I mean, I feel like, not to make light of the situation there, people going to call me an asshole for this. But if you're going to do it, at least tie the noose around some. And if you're going to tie the noose around some, you're going to have to tie it around something that, you know, going to cause people to stop and look. Like, if I saw a noose on the ground and it was tied around, like, a Wi-Fi router or an iPhone or something, like, oh, niggas is tying up the internet? Oh, shit, this motherfucker done tied up an iPhone. You know, who? Evil bastard. Like, you know what I mean? People going to stop and take notice. Clearly, they don't care about tying up a nigga. Hey, so
We need some residuals. We need Kayvon to get some residuals for all the cracker sales that are about to go through the roof. Saltines is about to be sold out everywhere.
That's the correct choice of cracker. I was aiming for saltine for all the saltiness that we will have to deal with to come.
Take a page out of Chris Rock's handbook, Cracker Ass Cracker.
Exactly.
All right, so we got the evil out. I feel better. Like, in order for me to move on to some positive stuff, I got to get the evil out. So I feel better about that. So now I want to try to, you know, change directions. Let's get into something positive. Like I was saying, my homeboy is a great dad. It's been a blessing being able to, you know, have somebody, you know, go through that before I did, so I can now, like, and he went through it with twins. Damn. And is on number 3 right now. So I get to look and be like, all right, whatever he's going through, at least I only get a third of that. So I'll be all right. I can make it. But how are you feeling so far you a vet in the game right now? Like, you heavy in the game in the dad life. What's it been like for you?
I wish I could say I was a vet. I am still a rookie. Every day is a blessing and every day is a lesson. Most definitely.
True. Yeah, I'm definitely learning something every day, especially with the daughter. What's been the difference for you from you know, having boys to having the daughter now?
Emotions.
Yeah.
You know, not to go too deep with you guys, but or change the mood or damper it, but Flan knows this, and he probably doesn't know that I'm going to share this, but I suffer from depression and anxiety. So that plays a big deal in how I respond to my kids, because, you know, I'm more in tune to how they feel than most people, because I'm very detailed in them. So the slightest change in them, I'm on it. When they're down, I'm on it, you know. And when I'm down myself, it affects them. So, you know, it's like I said, it's every day has been a lesson. It's been a struggle, you know. And I see that my son, Kayvon already exhibits some signs of the same things that I go through. So I had to get up on my game and recognize what I'm going through and get some help on how to tackle it and confront it so that I'll be able to help him through it. Yeah. But it has truly made my family better, because we are taking the strides to know each other a little better inside and out, and everything we go through is not a secret with one another. We are very open. So, you know, like I say, every day is an experience. It's funny, but it's an experience.
Man, see, I think that's very commendable. You know, just taking what most people would deem a negative trait and, you know, making a blessing out of it, you know, having that, realizing that that puts you more in tune with what your children are going through, and being able to take, you know, precautionary steps and reactionary steps to ensure that they're not going through the same thing, and help them, you know, to be the best persons that they can be. That's very commendable. And, you know, a lot of African-American families, you know, I forget the percentage, but they say a good portion of us are, you know, hiding depression or bipolar and things like that. And, yeah, you know, Black people as a whole, no one ever wants to get help. You know, no one wants to talk about it. And we all have our issues. I'm OCD like crazy. I'm sitting here fidgeting, playing with a goddamn little, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, I mean, you could put whatever that is down, because it's not yours or not.
My bad. But yeah, so a low pass filter. See, I play with shit, you know, and that's why I need my fidget spinner. But I'm just one of those people. And it's one of those things that I've never spoken about. But I mean, I don't hide it from Flan and my fiance and people like that, because, you know, it's one of those things when you open up and you share with family, you're able to conquer those things. I feel like keeping it in the closet and hiding those things is what makes those things worse. Yeah. And, you know, having it out in the open, and we've talked about plenty of things, really helps you to cope with it and understand and make a lot more strides.
Yeah, it was like Kay was saying, like, I think the blessing in disguise, the thing that's helped me have better perspective about it, is that, you know, now I have my daughter, you know, I look at my nephew, and I get to look at some of the things that I've gone through. And just see it as preparation, because I went through all that stuff, because I dealt with it, because I'm still dealing with it. I can see it, you know, when it rears its head in them, and I can help them through. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to survive some of that stuff so that I would already, you know, had a roadmap for them, so I could help them, you know, get to where it took me 35 years to get to, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit faster. But yeah, this show has been, you know, a huge help for me, just being able to talk about it. Because like you said, we all go through it. But, you know, for some reason, you know, we get taught it's a weakness, or needing help or seeking help is weak, or, you know, it's not a manly trait, or not, you know, not strong enough, you know. But, you know, being open about it, like you said, now, you know, not having secrets, not disconnecting and not shutting down, and, you know, being able to talk to my wife about how I'm feeling, or, you know, being able to find comfort in my family when I'm feeling that way. You know, not disappearing, but being more present and actually, you know, finding some relief and being around my family and seeing the good that I have going, you know, when my mind wants to go to all the bad. So I definitely get what you.
It has helped me feel comfortable in the light. Yeah. You know, I'm a long time listener of this podcast, so I've heard you say that you kind of downplay yourself so that you don't stand in that light. And it's the same way for me. It's the same way for Kayvon Jr. Like, I would notice that when we have cookouts, my son will go and take a nap the entire cookout and won't wake up until everybody's gone. Because he's so much of an introvert that people exhaust him.
Yeah.
And it's the same way for me. But the way I do it is I stay on the grill, so I get the general high in the first initial greeting, but nobody really tends to bother me because I'm working the grill. So that's how I work through.
Don't mess with the grill master. Don't have him over here burning these burgers, people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I am the grill master.
Yeah, but
no,
Sophia. For my birthday, so I got to get up to speed on that.
Oh yeah, oh man, dude, we're smoking ribs.
Yeah, and grilling is fun too. For Mother's Day, we had a barbecue over by us, and I got on the grills, did some ribs, some baby back, some chicken. I threw some pork chops up there, some sausages. It came out pretty good. I love grilling. It's actually an art. The more you do it, the more you're going to like it. But yeah, you get out there and pre-marinate your meat, season it up real good, let it sit, let it marinate. Get out there nice, low and slow. Man, you'll become a pro.
Let that be the last time you talk about marinating your meat on the podcast.
I didn't even catch that one.
But yeah, I got to get out there on the grill. For Mother's Day, I ordered pizza. I think that's what we did. The baby was sick, so pizza was the best we could do for Mother's Day. But speaking of Mother's Day, so I talk about this on the show because I believe Father's Day is one of the most bullshit holidays of all time. I think it was like an afterthought. Like somebody realized they had Mother's Day and they ain't had no day for us. So they was like, hurry up and give them something the next month, you know, throw that out there. We get bullshit gifts. I don't know. I never celebrated it much as a kid because I didn't have, you know, that kind of relationship with my dad. And I'm only like 1 year in so far on Father's Day as a father. I'm just not sold on it. I'd rather you give me permission to go buy myself something than for me to have to get a tie or a 15-cent bag of M&Ms like I did last year. I don't know. You heavy in the game, like I said. You're a couple years in on this Father's Day thing. I don't know what Father's Day was like for you as a kid or what it's like for you now, but shed some light for us on your feelings toward Father's Day.
Okay, so my pops wasn't present. In fact, I met my pops one time. We went fishing. I got sick. My mom cursed him out. He disappeared. He came back around one more time, like right before I found out Quita was pregnant with the twins.
Right.
But it was just like at a point where I was like, I'm grown now. What could we possibly build upon? So, you know, no hard feelings, but you got to kick rocks. As far as Father's Day, to be honest, I'm a truly tell you where I stand for with that is, if you're looking for something on that day, then you're the worst.
Gotcha.
Because to be honest, you don't get no trophies for this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be looking for no accolades in being a father. That's not what it is. To be a father, this is unconditional love. This is tireless nights. This is sleepless nights, sleepless weeks. So, like, you shouldn't be expecting anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy Father's Day because my kids go out of their way with their mom to get me something nice. Like, I got a plaque that says the best dad, the remote controller. Like, I love that because they're thinking of me and it shows that they love me. But I wouldn't care if they just sat around and we watch Spaceballs, pardon me, no homo, or Young Justice on Father's Day. That would be the world to me. So, I mean, it's how you feel about it as personal, but I'm not like, oh, it's Father's Day, what you getting me?
And see, I mean, I feel the same way about it. It's not necessarily about the gift. You know, you do the job for the love of that child because that's your responsibility, because that's your heart. So with that said, you know, I don't think it's about necessarily looking for a gift. That's why the sentiment is, I would rather not receive anything. It's okay. But if you feel like you need to get me something, like you just desperately want to get me something, don't give me a popsicle stick. If you feel like you want to put thought and effort into it, then put actual thought and effort into it. You know what I mean?
Don't do that. I get that. Like, oh, okay, so if you're going there, Rich, I got a mug, and I appreciate the mug. However, I am a tech guy. You could have bought me a video game. You could have bought me a technology magazine.
On Mother's Day, you got to put thought into it. You got to actually get that gift. You know, if she likes art, you got to get some artwork. You know, if she likes jewelry, you got to get her some jewelry. You can't show up like, I know you love this, but I got you an orange. Come on.
All right, so I appreciate you rescuing me, Rich, because I was listening to Kate like, damn, I'm fucked up. I'm really fucked up. But
I got my skates on, B.
Yeah, there you go. You got your Brian Boitano working today.
The one thing that does bother me about Father's Day is Facebook, because you get on there and you see all the single women that's and they have an attitude, so it takes away from the day. It's like,
yeah, you better not say nothing bad about moms on Mother's Day.
No.
Yeah, I hate all those women up there talking about I'm a mom and a dad. No, you're not. I hate that. I hate that with a passion. Stop saying that shit. All the people wishing their mom happy Father's Day because only she was there. Well, wish the nigga that wasn't there happy Father's Day. Look how good he made you by disappearing.
Exactly.
He came out strong.
I feel like you feel some kind of way right now.
No, because I hate it. Like, first of all, my father wasn't there. It is what it is. We talked about this on episode before. What was it? Daddy wasn't there. We talked about our issues with Daddy our families. Issues. Yeah. So it is what it is. But at the same time, I just feel like with all of the men that weren't there, there are tons of men that are there, and there are tons of fathers and dads like across the world that are doing absolutely what they're supposed to do and more. There are men out here who are stepping up and taking responsibility for children that weren't theirs. You know what I mean? And it's like, we give so much unconditional love on Mother's Day. Like, you can't say anything wrong on Mother's Day. You know, let these men who are absolutely making a difference in their kids' lives, let them have their moment. Granted, they do it every single day because that's what they're supposed to do, but that doesn't mean on this particular day you get to start bashing people. I think that's just what makes me upset, that it's okay to man bash because a few dads weren't there.
It's always okay to man bash. But yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to say is that, like you said, Kay, like, you do the job because that's your child. Like, from the moment I saw her, you know, it wasn't a question about, I don't have to decide whether or not I'm going to be a dad. Like, from the moment I saw her, I was a dad, and that's just how my life is going to be for the rest, you know, from now on. There's no decision-making process there. There's no reward system I'm looking for. It is what it is. It is my job. It is who I am now. But if you're going to give us a day, just don't give us the half-ass day. Give us a regular day or just as good day or no day. I'm still do the job if there was no day. I just don't like the... To me, it's an implied insult when on Mother's Day, you pull out the flowers and the breakfast in bed, and on Father's Day, I get the cheap tie and the M&Ms.
Yeah, you can't be half-assed.
Save your motherfucking M&Ms.
On Father's Day and on Steak and BJ Day. Come on now. Yeah, y'all got to show up for one of them.
Hey, what? So did we identify what day Steak and BJ Day? I need to put this on the calendar.
When is Mother's Day? Oh, no, Steak and BJ Day. March 14th is Steak and BJ Day. Women have February 14th. Steak and BJ Day is for men on March 14th.
March 4th, okay. So put that on the calendars, ladies. Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and BJ Day. Make it a good steak, too. Go for the ribeye or something like that. Some prime rib.
You can half-ass the steak. if you going to take shortcuts, take some shortcuts on the steak.
On the steak, yeah.
You can give me a Murray's Salisbury steak. I'll be all right. I'll live. We're going to get some hate mail for that one, really.
My bad.
All right, so let's see. All right, so now we got to do our oldies but goodies, our themes here on the What is TWS podcast. All right, okay, so I got to see. So we had a couple people on here, and a few of them, to me, have punked out.
Punked out, straight punked out.
You know, we had people on here, and you ask them their top five celebrity spouses, and they say their wife's name five times. I'm like, dude.
Oh, no. I'm not going to mention my baby mother. Come on. Let's go.
She's always a star in my book. She's my star.
Oh, she's okay.
All right. So let's go. So I think we was trying to decide in the Facebook thing whether they had to be joints you wanted to marry or they could just be celebrity jump balls. I don't know. It's up to you. You call it. So normally what we do is you go through your five. I can give you my five, and then I normally rate people's five.
Yeah, we're going to have to scrutinize.
To see if somebody, if you, one of yours could knock off one of mine. So,
okay. So
I know my five was Jilly from Philly, Tessa Thompson, TT, Janelle Monae, I don't care what her preference is, I work with it. Keira Knightley, I had to have a white girl in there. And oh my God, Andra Day.
Oh my God!
Andra Day could get it though. I think. So she looked like she could cook. Her and Jill Scott.
Jilly got it all day. Jilly got it. I don't care what he's saying.
Nah, you want to run through your five? Do you remember your five? Or
I don't.
Are you feeling like now is not a good time?
I feel like I bumped Simone Shepherd because it was like, you had a good run, but it's like there's some people that I want in my five, but then it's like, do I really want you in my five? You know what I mean? It's like Jilly from Philly got it. She's granted. Who else? What's her name?
Is Hermione still? We still rocking with Hermione?
I don't know. You know what? We was watching Harry Potter the other day.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Hermione? Come on. Dude, you can't hate on Emma Watson.
Great pick.
Emma Watson, you got a nice little booty. Emma Watson, she's cute.
She's I don't know, but you haven't heard my five yet, so.
I'm going to run through it real quick so we can get to yours. Emma Watson, Jilly from Philly. What's her name? What the fuck is her name?
You still putting Rosario Dawson in there?
No.
No. All right.
Because I'm doing, what's her name? What the fuck is this woman's name?
I wish I knew.
Rich. Megan Good.
Megan Good, okay.
Megan Good, she can still get it. I don't care.
A lot of forehead there, but go ahead.
Hey, she got a...
That's three.
She still got some junk in the trunk, though.
I got you.
Erykah Badu.
Scared of her.
On a strong day. Like, I got to be feeling strong that day. Like, she not going to fuck with my mind. And I'm going to make it through. It's either that or I'm just going to be wearing linen suits and sandals.
Nope. I ain't rocking the crochet pants for nobody.
Who else?
Give us a five.
How many was that? That was four?
That was four. Who's your starting center? What we got?
You know, there's so many people I don't like.
You're going to end up stuck with Rosario Dawson. I'm just going.
No.
I'm just going to put her on the list.
I refuse to pick Rosario. I'm going to come back to it. Kay, right. Kay, go ahead, Kay. Because you might have somebody that I might want to swap out for.
Okay. Are you ready?
We are ready. Is Kita ready?
We have removed her from the room temporarily. So, Jill Scott, and Jill from Philly. Boom! What I'm telling you. No. Seriously, Jill Scott, Zoe Saldana. Did I mess her name up?
See, we got issues with Zoe Saldana. Right.
That would be on Rich's list, but he's not allowed. Look, to say man, that name. He can't say that name.
I watched Avatar and Colombiana, and I made a comment about Zoe Saldana, and for the last God knows what five years, she won't let me forget it. Every time Zoe pops up on the TV, she's like, "Oh." So they go, Zoe, that's why you want to watch this movie? Every time.
Yeah, she had me at Losers and Guardian of Galaxy. My third pick was Jada Pinkett. Notice I didn't say Jada Pinkett Smith, Jada Pinkett.
So you want like Jason's lyric, Jada Pinkett? Or...
Exactly.
I was going to say, Jada Pinkett on Low Down Dirty Shame.
And my unicorn pick was Cameron Diaz.
Oh, man.
Is Cameron a unicorn?
I think so.
Let's define.
Charlie's Angel? She was a Charlie's Angel.
I was a Charlie's Angel.
I don't know if Cameron Diaz makes it a... She, let me see.
All right, this is going to sound suspect. This is going to sound slightly gay.
Dude.
But I give it...
She has no rhythm, but she can dance.
Vote just because of her proximity to JT. Justin Timberlake is on my list of white boys I want to hang out with. And if hanging out with her meant that, you know, me and Justin could chop it up a couple of times.
Are they dated?
I don't think so. They were, right? They were at some point. Right? I don't know. I could be making sure. I don't pay attention. I don't know.
Flan. You know how I know you're gay? You're hanging with a girl just to get with a guy.
JT is like my hero. He's one of my heroes, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like five what? White dudes that I really want to hang out with. And it's JT.
That's your cup of tea.
Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Fallon. What's my man from No Reservations?
Anthony Bourdain.
Robin Thicke loses it because he fucked that Paula Patton shit up. Man. It was no reason for him to fuck
that situation up. I don't know how he did that. Anthony Bourdain, though, like I feel like he would take me some spot where I would get the best motherfucking steak in my life, hands down.
And then he would take you to another spot where you end up doing some drug that made you forget about the state.
Dude, this conversation just went left. We just went from the top five women to talking about dudes taking other dudes to get the best steak.
I mean, when you say it like that.
All right, let's get back to the ladies. Yeah, because Tessa Thompson.
Thank you.
I haven't seen, was that, the new Alien joint, because she ain't not.
I need. But can I have one more spot for the culture?
Of course.
Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Michelle
for the culture. For the culture.
I think 1-3 put Michelle Obama on.
Michelle can get it.
Well, yeah, I think Rez tried to go like extra positive. I think he had like Angela Davis on his list. Like, he went like save the world with his list. But yeah, Michelle Obama. I see. Since she been like since
now, if we had to take it back, can I give you an old school one though? That would really shock both of y'all. Eartha Kitt.
Oh.
Catwoman.
After Boomerang.
Yes, when Batman came on TV and the actual word "pow" came out of your screen.
There's two. That's what I'm saying. There's two Eartha Kitts. Before Earth. Boomerang and after.
No, I'm talking Catwoman.
All right, Catwoman. Catwoman can get it.
Yeah, with Adam West.
Catwoman can get it.
Actually.
All right, we're going to pause this right here, and we'll see you next episode. Be the light. Peace.